When we look out from Niagara Cemetery, we immediately understand the layout of the battle, as you can see.
The Battle of Ivry.
Yes, imagine a front line 4 kilometres long between the railway and the old Roman road, the straight line that we can see over there.
Is that the Chaussée Brunio?
Yes, it is. Quite right. The famous Chaussée Brunio. The Germans were up there, on the ridge, with 77mm 3-inch artillery guns, determined to cover their retreat at all costs.
The 10th October. That was the day after the capture of Cambrai, wasn't it?
Yes, but the Kaiser's high command had been amassing troops in Ivry since the 6th. He knew that the capture of Cambrai was imminent, so he came up with new defence and resistance strategy. You know, when we talk of the German retreat from the sector, you mustn't think of it just as a case of soldiers in total disarray who were fleeing without further ado. It was more like an organised retreat with violence, aggression and fighting to the last. Ivry is the perfect example of this. It's not for nothing that the village has two military cemeteries. That tells you a lot about the violence of the 2 days of fighting.
Poppy wasn't there, but he writes about how the soldiers talked about the German tanks in Ivry. Quite an unusual sight, in fact.
He was right. 4 Sturmpanzerwagen, A7Vs to be exact. I still remember the expressions on the faces of the British soldiers, dumbfounded and terrified at the same time. German tanks. They have never seen such a thing. Just 20 or so A7Vs were produced during the war. It was their only model of armoured vehicle.
They used tanks captured from the enemy more than they produced their own, didn't they?
Exactly. Another interesting fact here in Ivry is the sacrifice made by this man, whose grave we can see here.
Wallace Algy.
A 27-year-old Canadian banker from Toronto, Ontario.
His gravestone shows that he received the Victoria Cross, the highest distinction awarded by the British Armed Forces.
Yes, his compatriots had got caught in enfilade fire from a machine gun in the village. Along with 9 volunteers he charged. With his sword drawn, he knocked out 2 machine guns and enabled his comrades to reach the village. He was brought down as he returned with reinforcements. It was probably one of the last charges in the history of the Canadian cavalry.
A cavalryman, like Poppy, who, thank heavens, was more lucky than him.